It's Christmas morning, and I give a gift to myself. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. This is Christmas morning, and I give a gift to myself. What is the most precious gift I could ever give to myself? The most precious gift I could ever give to myself is the gift of listening within. I have the ability, with my thought, to create a world around me, to create a life, to create people, to create circumstances. And this is all very, very wonderful and very happy and very powerful. But I have a ability to create within me all that is beautiful, all that is good, and all that is wonderful. Now, time is meaningless, really, because all time is now. And the only moment that I have to spare with myself is now. And the only gift that I can give to myself is the gift of who I am. If I'm a wonderful person, if I'm a happy person, if I'm a successful person, if I am a person who I enjoy my own company, I am a treasured person indeed. I receive all sorts of magazines and books, and I read quite rapidly. And I read these various publications, and I speed read through them, and I access all the information that I want. And then I think, well, I'll put this aside and read this later, or I'll keep this for a reminder that I can read again. And then I say to myself, okay, I have 3 or 4 boxes of things that I've kept aside. Now I have boxes that go back into the 90s, and I get boxes that go back into the 2001, 2002, 2003, on through 2010. Now, I might flip through the boxes for some reason. I remember generally what's in the boxes, and I remember generally where the things are. But if I haven't taken the moment right now to listen to who I am within, if I haven't taken the moment whenever I read anything to digest it and then put it away, when am I ever going to do it again? When am I going to have the time to do it again? When am I going to want to take the time to do it again? Whatever I take my time for right now is the most precious thing in the world. And what I take my time for is to think about positive things, positive ideas about my life, positive ideas about my world, positive ideas about the people that I talk to, the people that I live with. That's the most glorious gift I could ever give to myself, is to think about a positive world. If I offered you, me, an opportunity to get on a train right now and go to Positiveville, a little community filled with people, circumstances, all living in first person present tense positive, all being their ideal self, being their divine self, all living harmoniously with one another because that's their choice, all seeking only unconditionally loving circumstances with themselves and others. What a place that would be! My goodness sakes! Does such a place exist? Well, yes. Such a place does exist. And it exists right inside of me. Such a place exists inside of me whenever I have finished rushing around in my mind, reading articles, reading books, listening to television, listening to radio, listening to people talk. And then I stop and I put it all aside, not saying it's good or bad, but just putting it all aside and going to my positive film, that wonderful place where all things are positive and all things are in the now as something very, very, very beautiful and very significant. And that place is inside of me. I sit quietly, no books, no magazines, no radio, no television, no music, no taped lectures, all set aside. And I just quietly snuggle down inside of my own inner beingness, which is a pretty nice place. And as I snuggle down into this inner beingness that I am, I say, I like me, I like me, I like me. And as I say, I like me, I have that happy giggle in my voice, that happy feeling of all is right with the world. And I sit so quietly and I say, what a lovely gift I give to myself every time I sit in peace, every time I sit in meditation, every time I sit in quiet, listening to my inner self, listening to the divine within me share with me who and what I am. And you know, as I sit in this inner peace, I am not dwelling upon things that have happened in the past, things that are happening now, things that might happen in the future. I'm just living in the instant moment of saying, I like me. And when I like me, it has no rhetoric to it. It has no monuments to it. It has nothing that represents it in the outer world. I like me is only an inner thing. Nothing in the outer. It's a good feeling. It's a good sensation. I just feel so wonderful, so good. And I say, I like me. And I mellow in those terms, I like me. There is no comparative world to live in. There is no world in which other ideas come into my mind. Other ideas come into my head. There is no past or present or future. There's just the now, this instant, living in this instant in me. I don't even have a cup of coffee or a glass of water. I have nothing but just me. I'm not living in my body. I'm not living in my body. I'm not meditating in my body. I'm meditating in my mind. I'm meditating, if you will, in my soul. Yes, I'm meditating in my soul. Yes, I do. I get a chance to know my soul. And my soul does not need a body. My soul does not need an outer world. My soul knows bliss, and bliss is without any external thing, with any outer idea that wants to claim its attention. Bliss only knows the inner. Now, oh, wow, that's a big word, bliss. Wow, oh my goodness. Only the great masters, the great saints, the great beings of all time have known that. Hey, that's pretty cool, isn't it? Only the great beings of all time have known bliss. And yet, I think I can know bliss. Does that mean I think I'm a great being of all time? No. It's only when the great beings of all time cease their anxious, busy time and take time to listen within, as Gandhi did and others. They listened within. Jesus listened within. All great beings listen within. And you're a great being and I'm a great being, I tell you. Yes, I listen within. And I listen within as they did, by saying, I'm worthy of listening within, I'm worthy of hearing that divine voice within me, I'm worthy of that, I'm worthy of... And no, they don't say that. There's no sense of being worthy or unworthy. It's just a sense of inner peace, inner contentment, leaving the hubbub of the human world aside, not because it's good or bad or indifferent, but just because I'm taking time now to listen to my inner self. And I'm really not listening to my inner self, because really there is no voice, there is no affirmations, there are no knowledge that's being transferred from my inner self to my inner self to my outer self. It's just a sense, an awareness, a beingness of peace, a beingness of contentment, a beingness of absolute joy. What a gift I give to myself. My goodness sakes. You'd think I'd do it more often. Well, I do it more often than I think about it. Because every time I sit down and take a breath and say, deep breath, letting it out, I'm entering into that inner sense of inner awareness. Calling it bliss puts a label on it that makes it so pompous and so pretentious that it keeps me from really enjoying it. I am in a sense of inner relaxation. I am in a sense of inner unconditional love. That's pretty big too. I'm in a sense of oneness as all. And what a great and what a magnificent feeling that is. If every one of us could take the gift of introspection, of listening within, and give it to ourselves on a regular basis, we would no longer have a world with any conflict. We would live in a world of total harmony, total bliss, total peace. And we can, and we do. Whenever we let go of the outer and let the inner be aware, let us be aware of the inner. You know, we might call it something like this. I live in the world, but not of the world. I live in the world when I am living in my conscious mind. And I'm living not in the world, but of the world, but out of the world, beingness, when I live in my quiet time, when I live in my inner awareness of who I am, when I live in the sense of peace. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me. You see, it's not a peace contrary to war. It's not a peace of saying that there is no more violence and there's no more anxiety. It's a peace of saying there's peace. And that peace does begin with me. The peace of my universe does begin with me. It begins in my heart, where I say, I like me. And when I like me, I cannot dislike anything or anybody. When I like me, I am so content. When I like me, I'm flooding myself with gift upon gift, with present upon present, with joyous, wonderful, magnificent upon magnificence. And all is right with the world, because all is right with me. And I go within and I enter into my soul. The soul has been known historically throughout all of the millennia, throughout all of the philosophical thinking, throughout all of the introspective thinking, whomever it is that is thinking. And I am that one. And yet, I have nothing to do with anybody else in the world. I have everything to do with me. But the moment my thought turns to anyone or anything else in the world, it is first wrapped in my inner bliss. It is first wrapped in my soul presence. And as it's wrapped in my soul presence, it is a good and lovely experience. No matter what happens in my world, it is me being myself and having fun. And I look upon the world and I see it being myself and having fun, not being itself. Because there is no outer. There's only my perception, there's only my awareness, there's only my creation. And because there's only my creation, it's me. And so as I look at anything, peace, peace, peace. That's my soul speaking, and my soul calling forth the truth of my creation. Unconditional love. That's my soul calling forth unconditional love, my creation. Joy. Wholeness. Right action. Abundance. Love. No matter what I do, I'm always creating. And I'm creating from my soul. And my awareness of what I'm creating is from within to shine out. The world is my mirror. It shines back to me what I'm thinking, what I am. And I can only know the world by what I am within me. I can only know the world now. I can only know now there is peace in me and in all. Oh, what a joyous gift I give to myself when I take the time to stop all outer activity and quietly go within. I can be walking. I can be in my car. I can be doing all sorts of things. I can just be sitting in a chair. Or I can be standing. I can be swimming. I can be doing anything. And I entered into this state of absolute soul awareness, soul consciousness, oftentimes called bliss. And I am happy, content, and fulfilled. And all of my life is a result of the time that I take to be soulful within myself. This is why we say, throw out the past. Throw out all those things that remind you of yesterday. And think about today alone. Oh, if you think about yesterday, if you think about it as you create it as an ideal, good. If you create it as an illusion that was not pleasant and that was always changing, then that's a limitation. But if you go to your inner self, as I do to mine, and I say, I know that I know that I know. The divine in me knows all, and I am peace. And my peace passes all understanding. All that's in the outer fades away, and shining forth is the beautiful sun of a brand new day. A beautiful sun of light and love that doesn't come from above, but comes from within. It comes from the center of my being into my world. What a gift I give to myself. Could the Magi have brought anything more glorious to the baby Jesus as he was born in his crib? Then my thought brings to me, my thought indeed are the Magi, and they bring to me the thought of peace, the thought of oneness, the thought of, yes, here is the creator of the world, born in me this day as peace and love. And it's a wonderful thing. And I invite you to be in this giving presence, in this giving awareness of peace to your soul as I give it to mine. And as I give it to mine, I give it to you. And I say to you, my blessed Christ child, I love you. I love you. I love you. I like me.